Hey y'all, welcome to You Are the Asshole
with your internet besties and hosts Karen and Vince.
That's me.
That's
on
him.
This podcast, we discuss posts from the Reddit thread Am I the Asshole?
And decide for ourselves whether or not they're the assholes.
Girl, with that
and
said,
they probably are. Let's get into it.
Okay, yes, let's get into it.
Get into it. Hello.
Okay, there we go.
Everybody.
Oh,
so good to be back.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
Thank you, LA.
Here we are.
Thank you, New York.
Thank you to the 60% of Americans.
Thank you to our 43% listenership.
Oh my goodness. Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Okay, enough of that. Oh, they are still going. Okay, there we go.
That was a very long. Thank
well,
you.
Well, welcome back. Well, y'all.
Well, it's been several months.
You know,
months.
We started.
We are here, though. We are
correct.
Here. We're still here.
We started season two. But did we continue?
Well, we're here, so I guess continued is very vague. You didn't say when. But we
this
wanted
is
to get
a long season.
Yes, but we wanted to get in a final New Year's Eve episode, and we finally scrounged up some time. So here
we
are.
Okay, finally. Hello. Yes, yes, New Year's Eve. Well, I don't know if this should go be published in New Year's Eve, but we will try our hardest.
We will do our damnedest.
But girl, okay, is your internet okay?
My internet is good so far. Yeah, so far so good. We're trying
glitching,
out this new studio.
Okay, we are
obviously you can see that our studio audience sound effects.
Oh, okay, wait, oh, hold on. Oh my god, okay, wow. You are listening to another episode of You Are the Asshole
Podcast.
Episode 3. Girl, I don't know if you put your finger up because you looked like you were going to say something.
Oh, I did? Girl, no. Mm-mm, I'm letting you
okay.
talk.
And
so we've got
girl, I don't
Christmas.
Even, we have not done this in
it's
so long.
Minute,
I'm already
rusty.
Like, how do we do this shit again?
All
yes.
Know
but you know what?
We're
getting
here.
The raw footage.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay. Yes, we're figuring this out together.
You guys are on this journey with us, okay?
Yeah.
As we become professional podcasters.
Correct.
I think
correct.
The one thing
we
did get
we are not
get
editing
right.
ourselves.
Exactly. Hello. Uncensored. The Jerry Springer of podcasts. But the one thing we did get right is that we have themed stories, right? Haven't read them. So we got Christmas-related ones.
Girl.
Yes. We planned ahead.
We're coming with minimal preparation. Yes, yes. You know, but in fairness, you and I have been so busy with just work and everything. Girl, you and I barely even talk anymore.
Yes.
Much less to be recording a podcast in our busy ass lives. So
exactly.
We here though. We still see the DMs on Instagram. Don't you think? Now I said we haven't been speaking that much. That doesn't mean we're not speaking. That doesn't mean we're not talking.
We don't speak with voices. We do via text, DMs, Instagram, and we see your guys' DMs. And honestly, it puts a smile. It puts a smile and a good old chuckle on our faces.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
To think that you guys are wondering where we're at. We're wondering the same.
Correct.
Because it has been a year, but but yes, this is definitely a high point. Definitely a high point.
Because, bitch, if we didn't get no DMs, oh, girl.
Oh, girl. What podcast?
Episode 3?
Oh.
Where? Season 2?
Oh.
Season who?
Karen and who? Karen and Vince? The husbands? The house and the have-nots?
The sequel for what? The sequel for what? We would have been canceled at season 1.
Truth.
Okay.
Truth.
Then we would not have been renewed for another season. Okay.
We
no
certainly
contract.
Would not.
But anyway, enough of that. Enough of all that. Okay. Let me see if we can get it.
Oh.
Okay.
Up next. That's going to help with our transitioning, bitch. Okay.
Because yes, we started a ramble. Rambling is for people that actually care enough to be listening to every episode wanting to hear this. But motherfuckers coming in for the first time are like,
Shut the fuck up and get to the good shit.
Exactly. And here we exactly. Are. Exactly.
Rambling again. Remember, so give me that sound
remember when we? No, but hold on. Remember when we were listening to other podcasts, but we started off at their last episodes, our most recent.
Oh yes.
And then they do the same thing where they're kind of doing some banter. There's some jokes and all that stuff, but we're like,
we just want to see. We want to see what's going on.
I don't know you. Okay.
I just got this... here. I'm not your
correct.
Friend.
Correct.
Make me
correct.
Your friend.
Correct. Okay. Correct. Inside jokes.
I'm your acquaintance.
For what? I'm on the outside.
Who the hell is a dramatic asparagus? Nobody gives a fuck.
But yes. Okay. So for anyone new who listening who've gotten past the 5-minute mark, we are going to be reading some Reddit posts from Am I the Asshole? And like, you know, reacting.
Determining.
Determining.
If we agree, disagree.
You. Judging.
If the person is the asshole or not. And these comments, okay. Let me tell you.
Girl, well, we have decided to stick with Christmas as a theme. So let's get into some Christmas theme. Oof. Let's get into some Christmas themes. Girl, do you want to start or do you want me to start?
You know what? Let's see. Okay, well, let me read you my title and then let's determine. Okay, mine is, Am I the Asshole for Leaving My In-Laws Christmas Dinner After I Found Out They Didn't Make Accommodations for Me?
Oh my God, your video just disappeared. Are you getting a phone call?
Nope. I'm still here.
Okay.
I heard a siren. Okay.
Live video will return when their internet improves.
Well. Wow. Hopefully you guys get this fucking this audio because wow.
Just get the audio. I told you to tell that bitch you better stop streaming right now as I'm about to record. I'm but saying, she suddenly want to start.
Suddenly
she want to start watching this Avatar. She want to start watching Avatar 2.
I see you want to restart the Harry Potter series exactly when I'm about to do this podcast.
In 4K. In 3D.
Okay. 4D.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, girl. You start. Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead.
Am I the asshole for...
Okay.
You know what? Laggy Shagular. Wow. Okay. Am I the asshole for leaving my in-laws Christmas dinner after I found out that they didn't make accommodations for me? We'll see. I got invited to my fiance's family Christmas celebratory dinner. It's my first Christmas with them. I have always been picky about what I eat. Can't help it, and it has to do with psychological factors, childhood, and personal likes and dislikes. Before accepting her invite, I let father, which I'm assuming is father and mother-in-law, know that I wouldn't be eating the traditional food at their celebration, and shared with her a variety of dishes to choose from to accommodate me. She refused and told me to bring my own dish.
Yes. Yes. Excuse me. Okay, girl, go.
I said, if I have to bring my own dish when I'm a guest, then I better stay at home then. We went back and forth and I insisted I wouldn't come if accommodations weren't being made. I just thought it was a simple request and father and mother-in-law could have agreed and if she really wanted me there. My fiance agreed that I should bring my own dish, but I didn't. When we arrived there, I saw that no accommodations were made. I got up, got my things, and walked out and went home. My father and mother-in-law and fiance were shocked. I got tons of calls and texts from them both. And my fiance came home lashing out, calling me selfish and spoiled to walk out like that over a dish that his mom didn't have to make for me, and that it was my responsibility to feed myself. How is it my responsibility to feed myself when I'm a guest? Makes no sense to me.
Okay. That's fair.
I told him this. That's fair. And he accused me of starting shit and ruining my first Christmas with his family and disrespecting my mom. Now he's continually saying I fucked up and should have sucked it up for the family's sake. To clear up a few points. For those saying I have no respect for my in-laws, I do, especially for my mother-in-law. I respect her, but this is so far the biggest conflict we've had. I work long hours, even on holidays, so not much time to cook. Okay, fair.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, clearly she is trying to say that's why I can't cook for myself. I wasn't asking for an elaborate dish or several dishes, just one simple option.
What was the accommodations?
So she's basically saying if she could, if her mother-in-law is going to have her over for Christmas.
No, but I mean, what is the restriction?
She didn't say.
What is the restriction?
That's what
I want to know. Is she saying I'm vegan and they won't make anything non-vegan?
See, that's not what she's saying. She just said, I have always been picky about what I eat. So I'm I'm picky as well. If things have mushrooms in it, like I don't like mushrooms. But the other day we had a fucking appetizer and I put the mushrooms to the side because if it's not an allergy and I feel like, I don't know. But then again, girl, there are sensory issues. There are so many things. So
there are, but you're picky about mushrooms. It's not a full course meal surrounded by mushrooms.
Also, we don't have much background on what and why. It just says psychological factors, childhood, and personal likes and dislikes.
Okay.
So
yeah, sure.
I'm like, well.
So she disliked everything that was on that table?
Well, I'm curious what options she gave her to cook. Because I'm like,
that's
she
what
already
I'm
got to cook
said
this whole ass meal. And then if she's got to cook this, you know, additional meal that is maybe a different, I don't know, girl, I don't know
that's
how
what
long
I'm
is
saying.
It going to take. Like,
she said, you can make a ratatouille.
I mean,
you
that
can make
takes
a souffle,
for fucking
very
ever.
Simple.
That shit is very hard.
Okay, she over here talking about it was very simple, but what was it? I need details, bitch. What is your What is your accommodation?
I'm saying, is it mac and cheese and ketchup, or is it, you know?
Did you just tell her, make me some, you know, instant ramen? Or did you say, you know what I'm saying, make me a chicken Florentine? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what?
Okay, like, what is it?
I need to know what it was that you could not eat at this table.
I'm super curious. And, well, I got to tell you, the comments ate her ass up and left no crumbs.
Ooh.
They left no crumbs. Mm. No crumbs of this dish that no one made.
She left no crumbs either because she didn't
exactly.
eat nothing.
Because she went home.
She said no.
Yeah, but people are saying that you're the asshole from one picky eater to another. I went to a Christmas dinner with my mom's family. There was nothing I wanted. So I just socialized and ate when I got home. Why should she have to make a whole new dish just for you? That is pretty entitled behavior. I mean, people are making these comments without knowing the background, but I will say this. If I know I'm not going to like something, or if I know I won't be able to eat something for whatever reason that is, whether I'm feeling shitty or for cultural, religious reasons, either I'm going to eat beforhand and just go to socialize, like this person said, or I'm getting grabbed in and out on the way home or some McDonald's.
Okay? Yeah.
I'm just going to socialize. Like, it shouldn't be a thing. I don't think it should be a point of contention unless there's like a severe allergy. Like my sister-in-law, severe, aggressive, life-threatening allergy. We keep the food away from it. From each other. Okay. But she still sits at the dinner table with us and eats other things. Now.
Correct. She's not allergic to everything.
But here's the other thing. My family can be very accommodating when it comes to that. Oh, yeah, of course. We don't want you to die. Let's keep the peanuts away from you, or peanut related objects. Objects. Wow.
Okay.
But.
That makes
sense.
What I'm saying? Because you're not putting. It's not like you're putting nuts in all your dishes. So that's why I'm very curious why she can't eat anything.
Yeah. So.
I feel
she was.
Unless you're being way too dramatic.
I feel she was vague on purpose.
She was vague on purpose.
I feel this was very aggressively vague on purpose.
She was vague on purpose.
Because she didn't want to get terrorized in the comments. But see, the thing is, everybody over here, Decayed Magnolia,
correct,
saw right through her, and said, bitch, from one picky eater to another, eat before, eat after.
What is the problem? I would also feel very uncomfortable being like, you have to make something specific for
me.
Because I don't
also,
need all
you
that.
Guys can't like, eat that, this because it's just weird? For you. It's like, it's just for me. You guys can't have
it. Don't you feel weird? I'm like, even when people offer, I'm like, no, make something that everyone
if
will
somebody
eat.
Offers,
damn.
I mean, I still am like, yeah, no, that's okay. Like, I'll just bring something. But if they do it anyway, then, well, that's them.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
She was vague on purpose, I think. I think on purpose to not get terrorized up in these
She
comments.
Was trying to hide. She was trying to hide. Mm-hmm. Okay. She said, I don't want to eat all that traditional Christmas food. What is traditional Christmas food, bitch? A ham.
I don't even know what that is because traditionally our Christmas food is
Cuban food.
You know
what I'm saying?
So...
I'm like, you couldn't, I still can't get over the fact that she couldn't eat anything. That doesn't make any sense.
I think that she was just trying to create some sort of point of contention. Like, I just, yeah, no. Mm-mm. Girl, eat before.
You think she was like, oh, you think she was being petty?
I think
as far
she
as
was
like,
a little petitia here.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, bitch, if you can't fucking accommodate me, then
like
fuck
if
that.
You're
I'm
so,
not coming.
If you're such a Martha Stewart ass of your family... Why uh-huh. don't you make me these mm-hmm. latkes or whatever the hell?
Yeah.
Why don't you make
wow.
me these?
Wow, you can't even make me one simple thing that I can eat. You can't even make me one simple thing.
You can't
thing.
Make me this
But
lasagna.
Also, at the same time, this is your in-laws. So don't you think from the time that you all been dating to marriage that whatever your food restrictions shouldn't have been figured out by then?
You would think so. This just feels
don't
very
think?
Odd to me. Apparently,
is
this is
strange.
The biggest issue that they've had. So, I don't know. I personally think that compromise is an option, but clearly neither party here wanted to compromise. So, there's a reason for that. Like, there's so much information that we don't know that is causing this. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and just the husband, too.
Well, I could see someone being like, well, why did you invite me if you weren't going to accommodate my dietary restrictions?
Exactly.
If it's your party. But at the same time, I'm also like, of course you got invited. You're the son's wife.
And also...
What are we going to be like? Hello. I'm not inviting you because I'm not accommodating you. That's
But
stupid.
Also on another level, if, especially since she said it wasn't such a huge issue that she's had with them, I'd be like, I'll bring something. It's no problem. I don't want to trouble you. That's another angle. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
And then maybe, because I feel like maybe they feel each other's tension. It's like, bitch, I ain't gonna make you nothing. Well, bitch, I ain't gonna make nothing.
She's like, I work long hours. Buy something. DoorDash. Okay.
Pick something up on your way
with those long hours you work
home.
In.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Get it delivered. Get pizza. What is the issue?
Exactly. Just pick something.
Girl.
So I'm going to have to agree that she's probably the asshole in this situation. Only because I feel like she kept information from us.
I agree. Now, if she was like, I literally cannot eat anything with oil because otherwise I'll die. And the mom is over here like, well, how am I supposed to cook without oil, bitch? Even the salad got oil. It got olive oil.
I mean, in that case.
Then I might be like, all right, that's a little much. But at the same time, bitch, you could have told us that if it was like that. Okay.
But at the same time, too.
You could have told us that.
Notwithstanding, I would be like, hey, I want to preserve my own health. I don't want to take any chances. I'm the most familiar with my condition. I will bring something I know is safe. Period.
Yeah,
this is not, I don't feel this is that deep. I don't feel this is that deep. I
it's
feel
not.
Like she's like, I don't
Girl.
Like carrots. And you want to make all these carrot related dishes. Or
oh
you cook
gosh.
Too spicy or something like that. I don't want to get spicy because my childhood was spicy.
You didn't have to walk out. Also, you didn't have to walk out. You could have declined the food and just chilled.
Yeah. I feel
Drink
she didn't
water.
Want to be there. Just the vibes are off.
She was being petty. She was like, so you're really not going to cook me something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
it was petty
whatever.
Patricia up in here.
I am not wanted here, so let me leave, girl.
I mean, she said she wasn't going to
make it. Your first and last.
She said she wasn't going to make food for you, so why are you so shocked?
You knew from the get-go.
And you knew you wasn't going to bring anything either, so. And yet here we are.
That's a.
Hey, you guys enjoy your meal. I'm going to DoorDash something here.
Okay. Enjoy. Damn. But, okay. And if it was so issue, why didn't your husband do something about it either? So it's clearly
Somebody.
Bitch.
There's no compromise. Because even the mother-in-law could have been like, oh, honey, we'll DoorDash you something. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, husband, if it was like a really legitimate thing to talk about, oh, my wife doesn't eat all that. So
yeah,
we'll
but
just
he was
get
pissed too. So
her.
I'm like, trouble in paradise.
He knew she was acting extra.
Exactly. Can you just eat the damn carrots?
Girl. eat the carrots. Okay, snack on some celery. It's not that
I'm
deep.
Saying,
damn,
have some
bitch.
Iced tea. Sit down.
Okay, this was your first Christmas party, and it will be your last.
But they're
one.
Already engaged.
Okay, you're not invited
they're
to the next one.
They're already engaged, ones. And
aren't they married? Says, married? Or are they just engaged?
I think it says fiance.
What is this? Mother-in-law. Oh,
it okay. says FMIL.
Future mother-in-law.
Thank you.
Okay.
Future. Okay. Because I was saying father and mother-in-law, but I didn't see no father. So future mother-in-law. Future mother-in-law. Yeah, that would have been really helpful when I was reading.
Well.
But yeah. So.
The future mother-in-law no okay. more. Okay.
You know what? It's going to be E-M-I-L. This ex-mother-in-law. No, this E-F. Ex-future mother-in-law.
This N-M-I-L. Okay, this never mother-in-law. Okay. She never gonna be your
this
mother-in-law.
M-I-A-M-I-L.
She said, don't you marry this
okay.
bitch. Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay, bitch, you are the asshole. What is her name?
Her name is Rima 5000. Wow.
Rima 5000? Well, guess what? You got about 5,000 assholes. How about that?
Okay,
because
you know
you
what,
are
Rima
one.
5000?
You're not just one, you are 5,000 of them.
You know what, Rima 5000? Rima lips, okay? You're the asshole. Bring something to eat.
Oh, wait, hold up.
I'm like, hello, where's my laugh? Cue the studio audience. Yes, bitches.
Okay, what about that?
Wow,
okay.
Yes, the
yes.
delayed reaction, yes, hello. Bring them out, bring them out.
Okay. All right. Mine is from the Our Astronomer.
Our, like, our?
Who says, like, okay. H-O-U-R. Mm-hmm. Astronomer, so she right up
okay.
your alley, bitch.
Let's
so
see.
You better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
we'll see.
She says, am I the asshole for throwing away the elf on the shelf? And, quote-unquote, ruining Christmas for my kids after my husband's prank.
Oh, God. This is
okay,
going to be terrible.
So we got two
I feel
petty
like this
people.
Is going to be terrible.
We got two petties.
She ruined
okay,
Christmas for
we got
for
two
her
petties
child.
Up in here.
Let's see.
Okay. She writes, for context, this year was the first time we would try the elf on the shelf with our kids. We have three kids, Lucas, who's 9, Andy, who's 8, and Claire, who is 5.
Okay,
where Lucas and Andy are from our past relationships. Okay, blended
okay,
family. Yes. Yes. Very common. However, Miles, my husband, who's 37, has accepted Andy as his. And so did I with Lucas. She's 35. Oh, my Lord,
wow.
Jesus. Okay, so there's a lot of ages, but most importantly, the children are
okay,
young.
Okay, and they're blended.
And they're blended, and these folks are 35 and 37
okay.
years old. Okay. Every Christmas is special for Andy, who is the mom's
okay.
child from a past relationship. Okay. Girl,
oof.
You know what? I'm already mad at you, Our Astronomer.
You know what?
Too
I didn't know I had to make a family tree to read this post.
That's what I'm saying. Wow, let me get my notebook and pencil. Every Christmas is special for Andy. His birthday is on December 24th. His dad started a tradition where Santa would have considered with him.
Wow.
What? Where Santa would have consideration with him for being a kid of Christmas.
The fuck?
Girl. The sentence does
not the
make
kid
sense.
Of Christmas.
So he feels magical and special. I always try to give him that. Last year, I left Santa Claus footsteps, ate a carrot and grass that he left for Rudolph, stuff like that. Girl, for 35, you are typing very strangely.
Wait, bitch,
okay.
you're frozen. Hello?
Okay.
Hello? Wait, you're frozen.
Oh, girl, are you there? Wow. Well, to the listeners listening, I have lost
no,
this bitch.
Everything's frozen. Your voice, your face, everything. Wait, you're
okay.
back. You're back.
Hello?
Okay. And we're back.
Okay. Oh, my God. Girl.
Like I said, you guys are coming on this podcast journey with us, too. So can you hear me now? Yes.
Yes. Okay. It's, you know what, it's been a while, and this episode is gonna be crunchy as fuck.
But
so apologize because audios are cutting yes. in and out. Bitches are frozen.
Hello. It's winter.
I don't know what Riverside is mm-mm. getting.
And Anchor, I don't know what Anchor is gonna publish.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you.
Wow. You know what, the unprofessional episode.
I can hear you.
All right, well.
Okay. Okay, where'd you leave off?
Wow. Talking shit about you because I cannot hear you. I can see you now, but
oh, bitch. Still?
No, okay, you're fine, okay. I guess. But I'm very curious to see where the recording ends up
we apologize
being.
In advance.
But okay, anyway, going back to this story, she does all this special stuff because Andy's the kid of Christmas, blah, 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 blah. My husband doesn't think it's a good idea that I do all that for him and thinks that I'm showing favoritism. So we should shut it down because of my ex's decision to create a tradition without considering my other kids' feelings. I disagree since I do consider the three of them, but he asked if we could do something else, like the elf on the shelf. I had no problem with it, but I didn't know how that works. He explained it to me quickly, and since he was the one who offered, I let him do it. Okay. So Andy's biological dad makes Andy feel special.
Okay.
And then the new dad doesn't want to do that because he thinks it's showing favoritism.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. Okay. And so their compromise is doing Elf on the Shelf. We brought the cute elf. My kids named it Bob. Later, my husband explained to them that they should behave and they should never touch or hold Bob if they don't want it to be naughty. At first, it was cute to see them spy on Bob, you know, try to see it fly each night. Andy was the most excited of all. I found him one night talking with it, asking if Santa still remembered him. But my husband took seriously the behave or Bob would be naughty part. Lucas was his first victim after he didn't do his chores. The next day, his face was drawn with sharpie markers. Then Claire, who touched Bob and her... so her favorite onesie was destroyed.
Oh.
Apparently, Bob had cut some pieces of it while she was sleeping.
Oh, shit. That is a little deep, sir. Relax.
Okay. Well.
I'm sorry.
Miles, the husband, was having fun, but I could see that my kids weren't. I talked to him about how we should lower the pranks. He agreed, but wanted to catch Andy since he hadn't broken any rules. I told him that Bob's supposed to tell Santa instead of being naughty. We argued, and he finally agreed.
Jesus.
Okay. Girl, this is about 50 pages long.
Lord have mercy.
Fast forward. It's Christmas Eve, and in the afternoon, we had some of Andy's friends to celebrate his birthday. So the kids were playing in the backyard, but my husband looked suspicious. I decided to look for Bob. It was supposed to be in the kitchen, but it wasn't there. I asked Miles where it was, and he told me, no idea. I started getting paranoid, but Andy asked me if we could cut the cake already.
Jesus.
I put my best face on and went for it. The cake was in a box, and when Andy opened the box, he starts crying. I take a look, and it's ruined. Bob was covered in all of it, appearing that he had been eating the cake. Half of the cake wasn't there anymore. Miles starts laughing, and so did some of the other parents. My blood is boiling, and I grab Bob and throw it in the trash. Then I grabbed Miles. We have a terrible argument. He calls me an asshole for what I did to Bob, that I've ruined it. How are we supposed to keep the magic with our kids if I wasn't supposed to touch Bob?
Oh my gosh. Ugh.
God. And then that's where it ends, and there's a bunch of edits.
I was like, you cannot leave me like this. I need to know what happened.
Let's see. She remedied this by writing a note from Bob saying that he's sorry if I scared him and his siblings. She's at her parents' house with the kids, girl. Okay. Well, this is what happens when we don't read these before.
That's true.
We're in the process now, trying to register this shit. Well, you know what? After the break, we'll have read our shit.
Exactly.
So don't jump on me.
Exactly. I see we are back to
screen. Okay, anyway.
Okay. Because this bitch.
Okay. First of all, by the way, there was typos galore in this post, but I was handling it and editing it in post.
Oh, I figured as much. I figured.
Okay, because I was like, bitch, can you make some semblance of a sense? But maybe she was so pissed off.
Oh, I know
off.
She was.
She was just writing and writing and writing.
I know it.
So, I guess she's asking Reddit, is she the asshole for ruining, once again, the whole elf on the shelf thing? Because her husband was taking it way too far.
I mean, with these things, I always say the same shit. Read the fucking room. If you see or hear or know that maybe your partner doesn't like certain things, or she asked you, can you take a fucking back one and maybe not ruin an entire birthday party? Like, this is going to piss me off. Please don't do it. Read the room. Don't do it. Don't cause an extra issue. Do something else.
No, but then dad disagrees. He's like, no.
Dad, biological dad who is not married.
I'm not doing that because, no, this is blended family.
Okay,
dad.
So it's going to be this. Okay, so it was for Andy, right? This party was for Andy?
Yeah, Andy's birthday party was ruined.
Who's Andy's
because
daddy?
Of
is
Andy's
it Miles?
Dad was the one. No, Miles is the problem dad. Andy's dad ain't in the picture. His main thing is starting a tradition where Santa makes Andy feel special for being a kid of Christmas.
Okay.
But then Miles, the current dad, was like, we're not doing that. We got three kids. And we can't make this one feel extra special.
I understand that aspect
a
little bit.
You're in a tricky situation regardless.
It is tricky, but...
If you have a child, near Christmas.
Damn. Okay. Just damn. Okay. If someone can take the prank, do it. If someone can't take the prank, don't fucking do it. She asked you. She said, just don't do it right now. Just don't do it. You can't. Some self-control. Just don't. Because the kid's going to. Of course the kid's going to lose his shit. You know?
Okay. But see, this is where. Because you and I both know these disagreements between parenting styles.
True.
Basically. Right? Because she's saying you could use it as punishment, but you don't have to do all that as a punisher.
Yes.
Just like say that. They're going to make that the elf is going to tell Santa. And then you're all going to feel bad about it. Where he's like, oh, no. Y'all going to feel this.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay.
He wanted the whole world to know.
He said, no, we're not doing a verbal reprimand. Okay. You fuck up. Guess what you get? Spanked. Okay. Corporal
right in the
punishment.
Birthday cake.
Correct. Okay, I'm chopping your hair
okay,
off.
Okay, wow.
You
know what?
That's the type of punishment
I'm
using.
That's a whole other fucking thing. But.
That onesie that you like, destroyed, bitch. Because
see,
you should have listened.
I feel like.
Which is
just,
a little
that
crazy.
That was too much. Like, I honestly got uncomfortable when I heard that. Because I was like, no. I feel like it's modeling unnecessary, behavior to,
right.
Get somebody to do what you say. Like, it's just a little bit too much. Like, they are not there yet to process
of course,
cognitively.
Girl, you and I, of course, would feel that,
okay, but you
obviously.
Know
and for the people that don't know us, the listeners, okay, we come from a very specific background in terms of how to interact with your children, okay? So, shit like this don't really be our thing.
No, this is not a... No. I'm just like, this is too much. Like, this just stressed me out.
We're not a punishment folk, okay?
I mean, to a point,
but
once again, read the room.
Yeah.
Like, find the context, know the child, know the person that you're dealing with, but...
I don't... okay. I mean, listen, if we want to talk about... Here's the thing, though, is your punishment was so extreme... but then your other kids clearly was still acting a fool.
Right.
So then I'm like, well, then your punishment wasn't doing shit. So what was
correct.
The point
of
all
so don't do that type of a punishment because it's either going to continue it or it's going to make it worse.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm also like, where's the follow through? Mm-hmm. Where's the follow through? Okay. Because if y'all was going to say someone's on the naughty list, okay. Okay. Those gifts returned.
That's what I'm saying. You can do
all right,
these.
Cole. I want to see Cole.
You can do this. This Grinch appearance where he comes, like all these videos that have been happening, where Grinch comes and fucking takes all their gifts.
Starts
and the kids
fighting.
Are losing their fucking minds. I'm like, I know this shit is traumatizing, but this shit is so funny.
Bitch, I have so-
to me.
Yes, yes.
Like
yes,
I can.
Yes. Okay. Listen. That's kind of crazy. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he's not an asshole. But at the same time, I'm a little bit like,
on
I
the
know.
Fence.
I'm on not fence. On mom's side either, to be honest. And I don't know if it's just because I'm like annoyed at her typing style.
Correct. I know.
Because I'm like, she threw that elf away and I don't. Listen, I don't care. I don't give a shit what you did with the elf.
It's
okay?
Just like, just
talking about, oh, the kids' Christmas is ruined.
I think they'll be fine.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel this annoyed me. This annoyed me because I was like, if the bitch says don't fucking do it, can you just hold on for a second? And can't you find another way? Can you be creative in a different way? But she felt that energy. She knew that shit was happening.
She, listen.
She knew.
First of all, you know what? Enough with the elf on the shelf. All this nice and naughty shit. I'm like, where's the follow through?
Yes. Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay. You want to move that elf around and talk about this shit? Okay, fine. Kudos to people who do that because that's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. Okay. Y'all all apparently got so much time on your hands. We can't even find time to record this podcast, but y'all got time to be moving this elf on the shelf.
I love seeing how creative some of them shits are, but I'm like, you know what? If my kid gets out of bed while I'm doing
that's
that,
too much.
You know what? Forget it. The magic is done.
The magic is done, and guess what?
You
know what?
Go to bed.
Also, you should have been in bed.
You still gotta go.
You should have been in bed. So guess what? You know what magic will not be done? You know who you were not about to disprove? Santa Claus. And I said you was going to get Cole. So I know you were hoping to Santa that you were going to get a PS5, but...
It's going to...
Okay.
It's going to be a PS... Nah. Mm. Okay. Go to bed.
When you see that big box underneath the tree, okay...
Okay.
Don't get your hopes up.
Just know
you're getting
that
coal.
Was free. Okay. Coal from the barbecue.
So the commenters are saying, not the asshole. You know, there's something wrong with your husband. Your husband is hazing your children. Some people are saying that's abuse. That's not just bullying. It's psychological and emotional abuse. Not the asshole. He ruined the birthday party with his juvenile and sadistic prank. As much as he most likely ruined the joyful and childlike spirit of the occasion for the two other kids with the other earlier students.
See, I kind of...
Not the asshole. Please consider that you are married to a person that enjoys being cruel to children. It's not just being the asshole. It's disturbing. Okay, you know what?
Okay, hold on.
Okay, y'all need to relax.
Hold on.
No, hold on now. No, hold on now. It's
clearly
not that deep.
You did not grow up in
it's not that deep.
A Latin or Asian home. Hold on.
This is not that deep.
It wasn't
it's
that
not
serious.
That deep.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all.
I mean, is it annoying? Yes. I mean, but it's not that. It wasn't all that. Hold on.
Okay. To that response, Vithika says, he cut their daughter's favorite onesie. What sick excuse for a father does that? And because she touched Bob? What the fuck? He's sickening. NJ Devils says he drew on one of their faces with a Sharpie. None of this is okay. First of all, to Vithika and NJ Devils, relax. There are people out here actually beating up their kids and being an abusive parents.
Yes.
Relax.
I mean, you should have seen some of the shit I grew up with. You would be
that's
quivering, bitch. You would be quivering.
Now, when I endorse cutting up a child's onesie.
The onesie thing, I'm going to be real. No. That shit bothered me. That shit bothered me. I'm going to tell you why. Because I bought that shit.
Okay.
Okay? Because I bought that shit. Okay? Cut something else up. Yeah, Cut something else.
You said it's not about the child. It bothers me not because of the child. It bothers me because that is my money that you were just wasting away.
What? Do something else. Do something else. Don't cut up the clump.
Draw on her face.
There you go. Love don't cost a thing. Draw on her face. Okay? Would I have used a washable marker? Yes. Yes, I would have. Because you could do a lot more damage and then send the kid off and nobody says anything because the marks would be gone. But I don't know.
Y'all need to relax. This is not bullying. This is not abuse, in my opinion. Now, do I support this? No. But at the same time.
Call a frog a frog. Don't call a frog a giraffe. Okay.
I don't think she's the asshole for destroying Elf on the Shelf. I would have been mad too. Girl, get rid of it right now. Get rid of it right now. Yep. She said, you know what?
That was the object of her rage. Throw it away. Just throw it away, girl.
Listen, but y'all need to get together and figure out how to
do it. Yeah, because this is a mess.
Okay, because there's disagreements here, bitch.
Back to the drawing board. No.
Not the asshole for
me. I don't think she's the asshole either. But y'all need to talk. Y'all need to sit down and talk.
Oh, but she did talk. Husband was just like, all right, I'll get my act together. And he should.
Divorce.
And what in with one ear and out the other? Okay, he said you talking a lot, but I'm not hearing.
You know what, Vifika? You want to get deep? He don't respect women. Okay, you know, respecting women. Okay, respect women. God.
Vifika, exactly.
Vifika, okay, he a Vifika, okay.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Well, okay,
we did it.
All right. You know what? Yes. Let's take a break. Well,
actually,
I mean, what? Did you want to just wrap it up here?
You know what? Let's wrap it up. Let's do this little mini episode. I think that's fine.
Mini-sode that's still 40 minutes long.
Comparatively to an hour and a half. Okay. You could do yourself a nice little Pilates session while you listen to this bullshit.
That's true. You know what? That's very true. Okay. Well, you know what? We came back. Is it our strongest comeback? No.
But are we going to hit that applause button anyway? Yes. Yes, we are.
Oh, girl, I got you. Okay.
Ooh, that was a little, scarce, y'all, but that's okay. I understand. I have to fix these audio issues. Oh, thank you. You shouldn't have. Thank you. You should not have. You really? And you know why you shouldn't have. Because you could barely hear us.
Oh my God. Okay. Yes. With this cutting in and out because of internet issues. Okay. Well, folks, this is the comeback. Is this making it to the Billboard Top 100?
No, but maybe Anchor's, not. Anchor's okay. Top 100? Also, probably not. But that's okay.
Is this the comeback that gets us the awards? Maybe not. But you know what? Listen, we're here. We're here. We're experimenting.
Okay.
We'll do better.
As always, we are here to Okay. So farewell 2022. Okay. Hopefully you enjoyed this hot mess. This was very indicative of this audio was very indicative of this 2022 year. So hopefully in 2023 get this audio down a little bit better and get some more episodes out for y'all.
If 2023, listen, if we do better for the 2023 start, then that is a good sign of things to come for 2023 as a whole. And now if you don't hear from us, it's about March, April, June.
We will be back for our birthday in April.
Then you know what's going down with 2023. Okay, which is a whole lot of shit.
The year of keeping your head down and being an entrepreneur in this checklist life. Hello. The year of changes. Gary, we coming for you.
So, okay. We're here. Hello.
So don't ask any questions.
Yes.
Just send us your messages.
Don't ask, don't tell. Yes. Oh my God.
Okay, y'all.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you for listening.
Well, yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh wait, hold on, hold on. There we go.
Yes.
Thank you for another episode of You Are the Asshole. You can follow us on the Yata Podcast. That is the YATA Podcast, right?
Yep.
On Instagram. I don't know if we're still private, but you know what? Anymore. Just follow
it. So we'll you can see it. Us.
Okay. DM us. We do see them. I don't know if we ever respond because, you know.
We'll get back on that.
We can do better on
that.
The ads as well.
But we read them. These are user resolutions. We appreciate that.
Correct. Correct. So,
all right.
Yeah, girl. All right. Well, see you in 2023, bitch. This episode is brought to you by Audible, the leading provider of spoken word entertainment and audiobooks.
If you're like us and you're constantly on the go or you're driving to or from somewhere, mm-hmm. or you just
walking
enjoy
your
good
dog.
Audio sesh, exactly, yes. or you're driving 2 hours a day like me, Audible definitely has what you're looking for.
Girl, and listeners, y'all know we don't release episodes every day.
Unfortunately.
Girl, we're lucky to release every week. So
okay.
y'all will definitely need Audible to fill in the time between episodes of You Are the Asshole.
Absolutely. So if you're interested and you start your 30-day trial, your first audiobook is free.
Yes. So go ahead to audibletrial.com/yada. That's AUDIBLE trial.com/YATA to start your free 30-day trial today and support our podcast.
Yes, thank
you. Thanks.
Bye.